if you know what I'm talking about. Eddie sighed, stuck his hands in his pockets, said nothing. Shimi surprised them all by picking up one of the coyote machine pistols and swinging it in an arc. Had it been loaded, the great quest for the Dark Tower would have ended right there.
"I'll fight too," he cried. "Pow, pow, pow, bam, 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 badam."
Eddie and Susanna ducked. Jake threw himself instinctively in front of Oi. Ted and Dinky raised their hands in front of their faces as if that could possibly have saved them from a burst of 100 high-caliber steel-jacketed slugs. Roland plucked the machine pistol calmly from Shimi's hands.
"Your time to help will come," he said. "But after this first battle's fought and won, do you see Jake's bumbler, Shimi?"
"Aye, he's with the rod."
"He talks. See if you can get him to talk to you."
Shimi obediently went to where Chucky Halas was still stroking Oi's head, dropped to one knee, and commenced trying to get Oi to say his name. The bumbler did almost at once and with remarkable clarity. Shimi laughed, and Halas joined in. They sounded like a couple of kids from the Kala. The runt kind, perhaps. Roland, meanwhile, turned to Dinky and Ted, his lips little more than a white line in his stern face. 7.
"He's to be kept out of it, once the shooting starts."
The gunslinger mimed turning a key in a lock.
"If we lose, what happens to him later on won't matter. If we win, we'll need him at least one more time, probably twice."
"To go where?" Dinky asked.
"Keystone World America," Eddie said. "A small town in western Maine called Lovell. As early in June of 1999 as one-way time allows."